Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand.
Greetings. And welcome to the Sunday broadcast of the Nam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, my listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you a beautiful discussion, a timely discussion on changing the world with good morality. Now we know what the problem of the world is, huh? Changing the world with good morality, yes, people. Know that Allah created this world in good morality. So until you come back to good moral behavior, there is no stopping evil. And people, don't think that you can play with evil and not be destroyed by evil. Allah says the end of evil is evil, and the end of good is good. In order to stop evil, people must realize that their personal responsibility to Allah. Start looking inside yourself, and then you will find Allah's love and peace of mind. And people, Allah created you into goodness and love. So bring back your good life. And this life is your spiritual life. This is how we change this world for the better, people. As you can see, we have a great discussion today, and I'm a few minutes late because of the news. I use someone's computer, and for some reason today, they didn't really seem to want to get me on here. So let me bring in Shahid Shabazz on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, I'm here. I'm a few minutes late. I'm using another computer today, and as usual, you're going to have some type of problem. So I'm really not that late, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm here now, and I've given the summary, and we are good to go with you. We're waiting on you.
Okay, well, you won't have to wait any longer, inshallah, full of Allah. First, I want to say thanks and to the listening audience for taking the time out to listen at our Creator. Give us instructions for our life in this world so that we can prepare for our real eternal life with Him, Allah, in the hereafter. He's given us those instructions in the Holy Quran. Every human being. Instructions in the Quran will lead and guide you through this world of tribulations, trials, corruption, and evil, and will lead you straight back to your Creator, Allah, if you obey Allah's words in the Quran. And I want to say this and then say the Al-Fatah, the opening prayer. People, with Allah, obedience is better than sacrifice. You got a lot of people that sacrifice a lot, and they say in the way of God, whoever they want to call God. In Arabic, we know Allah only means one God. So they make all kinds of sacrifices, but then they're not obedient to Allah, the Creator. So this type of so-called worship, Allah called hypocrisy. And he said he do not accept this type of so-called worship. With that said, inshallah, we'll begin with the Fatah, the opening chapter or surah of the Holy Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We just said people translated into this English language in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your favor, your grace, those whose portion is not wrath, nor those who go astray from your straight path. Ameen. Again, I say, assalamu alaikum. So, we just want to open up the show with a few quotations here that I just written for us to think about before we get ready to go into this heavy topic, the topic that will save us from the destruction of the hellfire. There is going to be a hellfire. And if you want to be saved from the hellfire, you can't live in sin. You can't die in sin and go to heaven, people. If you want to go to heaven, people, you got to live your life while you're on earth in heaven. And you got to die in heaven, so that you may be invited into the real heaven in the hereafter, which is the kingdom of Allah, is eternity. This I want you to think about yourself, each individual, to be absent in the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. I want you to think about that. What about that is so powerful? Most people don't have morals because absent means that you don't remember. You don't forgot something or someone. Absent, to be absent, it means you don't forgot. I can't remember, okay? But in this particular instance, the way we want to break this down is this. Absence in people not having the remembrance of Allah or the Creator in their heart and their soul is because they have a limited amount of freedom of choice. And with this limited amount of freedom of choice, most people choose to be absent in remembering Allah because they want to focus on themselves and the things of this world. And so in doing so, that means that you forget Allah. That's all absent is. It's to forget Allah. So Allah said when you forget him, you forget your own soul. And what did Allah say? Allah said he created the human being in the flesh. And he said we didn't become living souls until he put some of his spirit in us. So long as you have the spirit of your creator, Allah, in you, then you have life. But when you forget Allah, Muslim, whatever you want to call yourself, you are dead. You have no more life. You are dead. So, you know, we want to start off like this because most people are dead. And another thing I wanted to say is that people, with what's going on in the world right now, you really need to take heed. You really need to take very, very seriously, more than you ever have anything in your life. Because I'm not Allah. I don't know. Allah knows all. But I'll say this. Allah give us signs, revealed to us signs in the Quran and in the life of his last prophet Muhammad of when our time will be near death here in this world. And I tell you what, every one of those signs are here and people are dying like I mean, they died fast. But you see, people, Allah is not only our creator. Most people have forgot that Allah is our sustainer. I was just listening to a song by Whitney Houston. And in the, one of the songs, it was saying, who makes the rain come down from the sky? Who makes the birds to fly in the sky? Who makes the flowers grow? And they were saying, all of these things, the one above, he does. And they were saying, he's bigger than you. So what were they saying? They're saying all of what Allah said in the Quran, it is this way. Allah said it, his creation of the heavens and the earth is a greater matter than the creation of people. We're nothing but a little small speck in the plan and purpose of Allah's creation. But yet most people want to walk around here like they're so, like they're taller than the mountains in their arrogance, in their defiance of their creator. And Allah say this, and I'm going to begin with most Muslims. Allah said most people in this world, he said they don't do nothing but conjecture, and they don't do nothing but lie. Conjecture is guessing. And you know what lying is. And we see this all the time. Conjecturing and lying. You see. So this is how we're going to continue to talk on. Inshallah. Another thing here I want to share with you is this. Allah is the one that makes the sun shine in the sky. Allah is the one who brings down the rain from the sky. Allah is the one who created people and created their sustenance for them to survive in this world. So Allah is greater than you people. And the only way people, we can change this world, change ourselves, and come back to the goodness of Allah, we must humble ourselves. We must learn humility. And people, in my conclusion of this talk at this time, Allah say only humility will bring us closer to him. So people, humility will take us up out of our own selfishness, and it will lift us up in the region of the heaven of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the House of the Creator. And today's discussion is changing the world with good morality. And this makes us really think and see clearly what the problem is, because we have never seen the world of another world as being as corrupt as it is now without it being destroyed. There were worlds before that were corrupt, but they were what? They were destroyed. Allah gave them a chance to come back to him. They had gone astray from the right path, and they followed what? Evilness and corruption and the worst kinds of life. But they refused, huh? So in time, those societies and those nations were destroyed. And we think of Egypt and Pharaoh and different rulers at the time. And we see these nations as having been disobedient and rebellious and not listening to the one to come back to live their life in the best way. So we couldn't have this evilness, destruction of self. We're destroying ourselves. That's what's happening. And why? Because those who are not participating in the evil are participating. And what do we mean? It means either you do something, you say something, or you do nothing. When you do nothing, it's as though you're giving the okay to go ahead and do that. So by not getting up, getting involved, and trying to fight this corruption, then we are like participants And those who do not do that are like participants in the corruption. We have to understand this. We're either on one side or the other. And we know by our actions which side that we're on. And I was reading from the Quran here, the Ayat 4. That's a beautiful. All stories are beautiful, but there was so much regarding our conduct. It's very important. Again, we have to speak on the conduct of the people. Whatever good, O man, happens to thee is from Allah. But whatever evil happens to thee is from thy own soul. And we have sent thee for as a messenger to instruct mankind. And enough is Allah for a witness. So it's saying that he sent someone to instruct us. He didn't leave us here all alone, groping in the dark, not knowing how to live his life, how to live the way of life on earth that he wants us to live. No, he sent messages. And each time what the messengers are either disobeyed, ignored, destroyed, nobody wants to hear them. So in time, people, you end up destroying yourself. You got to be destroyed because you're destroying yourself. So he who obeys the messenger obeys Allah. And there's so much. There's another one too, that whoever recommends and helps the good cause becomes a partner therein. And whoever recommends and helps an evil cause shares in its burden. And Allah has power over all things. So people, we are being told and instructed clearly by Quran. This is why I love this book. It's so clear. It goes on to explain even in detail more about how Allah expects us to live, about our conduct, and how we serve Allah. Allah doesn't leave us here to scroll and wonder about how we should live our life. But we see the results of evil now all around us now. And this is what happened. This is what man has brought in himself, the evil today that you see. And now I want you to understand that we are here to help you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and I and those who participate. We want you to give us some feedback. You push the number one button on the phone. Your number shows up in the studio, and then you either ask a question or give a comment. We need to hear from you, too. This is your show, people, and we can't emphasize that enough. So I will be calling on you to see if at this point there is anyone who has anything to say, a comment to make, or a question to ask. I'm going to begin with, I believe, the number. We have a new number I haven't seen before. I'm going to try this number today. It's 419-418-4367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right. Now, you don't have to give a comment. You don't have to say anything. You can just listen and enjoy the show and get whatever you're looking for from it. Otherwise, we do want to hear from you, though. We want to hear from you to see exactly what it is that you are searching for. We are looking for something in life to tell us, hey, this is the right path, this is the right way to go. What do I do? So what question do you have? If there's any question that you have, please feel free to ask it to me, ma'am, Javals, right now, or you can ask it to me. Preferably, I prefer that you ask it to him. He's very knowledgeable of the Quran. And even though I've studied, I'm not on his level. But if you have any questions, feel free to ask. All right, so let's go on to another number. Let's try the 1 month. You hear this? 7 3 4 3 4 3 4 7 9 8 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 Could you give us your name and tell us your name?
Andrew. Andrew.
All right. And so do you have a question?
Do you have a question?
Could you tell us where you call it from?
Where you call it from?
I'm sorry, I'm getting an echo back to somebody. Okay, so this person, obviously, you've been not hearing me. I'm echo back here. It seems like you're the studio. Okay, Imam Shabab, can you hear me?
Excuse me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, and I also hear the noise in the background of the number you're trying to get on the program.
I heard
the echo.
Yeah, that was my echo, and I don't understand why I'm having an echo. Yes. That might be why they're not coming on. I don't know. But anyway, I've tried a couple of the listeners, and they didn't respond. So you may continue at this point.
My pleasure. I'm going to read from the final revelations here of Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. Now, we can change this world. We can stop this. And they know it's that most people are distracted by this so-called COVID virus. Don't you know all kinds of things are killing people every day? But the most important thing is people are killing themselves because they have turned away from Allah. Huh? When you turn away from Allah, what's left? Death. Allah is life. Turn away from Allah, you turn it away from life. So Allah, the Most High, creator of the heavens and the earth, said in his final revelation in the Quran, Allah said the best of people is the man or woman of faith in Allah who calls all people to share their faith. Allah said their life is pure and their law that governs their life is the will of Allah. Allah says, shun all evil and worship and serve Allah alone. Allah says, his signs are everywhere. And Allah says, his truth is the same through all the ages, a guide and a healing to those who believe in Allah. Allah says, don't dispute with people about his truth. But Allah say, just live righteous yourself. Allah say, all knowledge belongs to Allah. But Allah say, falsehood deprives people of hope in Allah, humility, and clear spiritual insight, and drives them to hypocrisy. So Allah say, turn to His truth in the Quran, sincerely, and live. We will go on with the same section. This ayat 33, surah 41. Allah says, who is better in speech than one who calls people to Allah, like myself, works righteousness in the cause of Allah, and say to people, I am of those who submit my will to Allah's will in Islam. Nor can goodness and evil be equal. Allah said, repair evil with what is better than evil. Then will Allah say, those who are between you and there was hatred because of your faith, Allah said, he will make them become as they were become your friend. Yeah. Allah say, and no one will be granted such goodness, except those who exercise patience and self-restraint. Not but presence of the Great is good fortune. And Allah say, if at any time an incitement to discord or evil come to your mind from Satan, Allah say, seek refuge in him, Allah. And Allah say, he hears and knows all things. He will bless you to see the truth and to see the falsehood that the evil Satan is trying to delude you away from Allah into. So we will stop right there. Put the chew on that. It's in the figure of speech. Think on that. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, make a much land. You are listening to Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat. Today's discussion, changing the world with group morality. With group morality. And people, as we look around us, do we see mainly group morality or is morality? Do you feel that the morality that you see? The way the conduct of the people, the way of life, basically, is pleasing to the Creator, the Creator, to Allah. Do you feel that whoever you want, whatever child you want to give to your Creator, do you feel that you are pleasing that man, basically, is pleasing him with the life that you're living? If not, do you expect them to see the result of how they live, result of their conduct? That comes back on them. And most of us see we are very displeased and dissatisfied with the life the way it is. But why? Because of what the people, what man is bringing on himself. You bring this on yourself, people. That is why you have it. We must come back to the straight way. Go straight from the right path. Deviate means to go on the straight. On the way from. Okay. You're on the crooked path now, majority of the people. They're following the wrong path, the wrong way. They're following what other people do. And when we were young, we always were told, do not follow other people. You be your own leader. It's better to have them follow you if you're doing good and doing right than to follow them in their ways. Want to live that type of life and do the things they're doing, feeling like you're being left out. Mind you, see that you weren't really left out of anything. And most of what you were following was what? Materialism. Because of life, the whole world is an illusion. You are an illusion. All life is an illusion. And people, none of this is lasting. None of it. And you're wasting your time. You do have a life that is last. Your eternal soul. And that's really showing what's returning back to your Creator when you leave this earth. Your last year on this earth, you will return. You will still be alive. Not in your material body, because that's an illusion. That's materialism. And that goes back to the earth to feed it. Because it's nourishment where it came from. But your soul returns to life. You will be questioned. There will be a day of judgment. You'll be questioned as to how you conduct yourself and how you live on earth. I think believe it, or you don't have to believe it. But I think it's a good question, something to look at seriously and question yourself about. And now again, I give you Imam Shaheed Shabbat in changing the world with good morality. Imam Shabbat.
Yes, what I was thinking about as you was clearly making it through the guidance of Allah to the people, how important good morality is. People that don't know what good morality is, there's some people that don't even know what morality is. Well, good morality is good conduct. Morality, Prophet Muhammad, the special prayers and peace be upon him said, righteousness is good morality. So if we want to change the world, live a righteous life. And everybody know what right from wrong is. Everybody know right. You know why? Because Allah put it in you.
He put a conscience in you, and he put a heart in your body. And he said he created the nature of good in every human heart. So when you do bad, you're automatically going against your nature. So you, your conscience and your heart begin to bother you. You're troubled. And when you stop doing that bad, your heart and your conscience will bring about that peace of Allah back. But that's the only way. And Allah, I want to say this. Say he will never change the bad, evil conditions of a person or of a nation or world until they first change the bad, the evil that they have introduced from this evil world into their hearts. Get it out. Allah say, that's the only thing you got to do. Allah say, you'll change the conditions in the world. Yes, us as human beings, change the evil in our heart. Stop being selfish, which leads to evil. So if you don't change your evil and the people don't change from their evil way, think Allah going to change the condition of the world? No, he didn't say that. Why should he? Like the sister said, Allah ain't the one brought on this, what's going on in the world today, this evil overtaking people so fast. It's the people's evil coming back on them. Allah says, study the past, and you will see in every generation of people, the evil that they did, he gave them a certain time to stop. And he said when they didn't stop at that certain appointed time, he let their evil destroy them. And he said, this generation we're in, the evil results of our evil conduct will soon overtake and destroy us too. And that's what we see happening right now. They're just trying to distract you with a coronavirus. Say no coronavirus. Like the sister said, this is the consequences of all the evil that people are doing. You ain't just got no coronavirus killing people. You got people's own evil, all kinds of evil killing people. Committing suicide. You understand? ODing on dope. Drinking alcohol as they step to death. You got all kinds of evil killing off the human race today. But this evil couldn't do this if people turn back to the one that have power over evil. Only Allah has power over evil. People, you do not have power over evil. You cannot fight evil by yourself. Like I said, Allah said, if you gain control, self-control over your ways, and that's the only way you can do good. You have to gain self-control. Because Allah says that self is our worst enemy. Allah says self, our own self, like the sister said, all evil comes from our own self desires. So the only way things going to change for you, you got to stop desiring to do what you want to do, which is evil, and start not only desiring to do what your creator created you to do, and that's good, but you got to start living a good life, and you'll see the world change. It's people that change the world. The world didn't get evil like this by itself. It's people that made the world evil by following their own nafs, their own desires, evil desires. This is how people let evil, Satan, and this evil jinn, evil spirits, followers, come into this world. When they start doing evil, then that they open up the door to let Satan come into this world. That's the only way he can come into this world. We have to let him in through our evil way. Then he come in, boy, and you see, oh, man, he really make the people speed up in killing and destroying themselves. And this is what we see. And they can't resist this evil power over them because they've given them power over themselves when they reject the Lord's guidance. Right? I hope you understand this. This will save your soul, your immortal soul, because you're going to die. Put on all the masks you want. And one man, it was a debate. You make the choice to choose what you think. One man running for governor here in North Carolina, where I'm at, they got his advertisement saying, wearing the mask over your face, that don't really stop you from getting the virus. And they say, he's wrong, so wrong, he don't need to be the governor. That man is absolutely right. He do need to be the governor. If anybody going to win, let me tell you something. Allah created the human being to breathe fresh air. If you got a mask over your nose, and then the germs and over your mouth and everything, and germs get under there, them germs ain't got nowhere to go but where? Right back in your body. You think about that. But no, people are so, like the sister said, followers. They're such followers. They don't think for themselves, most people. They just follow whatever the government say, whatever NSCB or Fox News or whatever, in essence, whatever the white man say on the TV, that's what people follow. They don't think for themselves, the majority of people, in America or around the world. And until they stop thinking for themselves, they will always be under the power of oppressors and evil and corrupt leaders in the world. That includes these evil leaders in religion also. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the reality of the Creator. And we have a great discussion today, people, on changing the world with good morality. So that makes us really look into ourselves and what position we are living in life, you know. And if we are pleasing our Creator and pleasing ourselves, because are we followers or leaders? The question to ask is, am I a follower or am I a leader? And if I'm following, who am I following? Everybody follows somebody. You have a leader. And everybody is following somebody. But is the person that you're following, who you're following, is right, one of good, or one of evil? And why are you following them? Ask yourself this question. Because it's to save your own soul. This is very serious, people. You have noticed that they used to have this missing person all over the place, all the time, children missing. Now you don't hear about it too much. Do you wonder why you don't hear about missing persons and missing children anymore like you used to? Because there was an investigation. The whole problem, they were investigating into what's happening to the children. Why are they missing? Suddenly, so many millions of children over the world, children, is taken up and missing. Nobody knows what happened to them. So they finally got to the root of this pedophile ring. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now it's on the newsfeed, C-SPAN, and Post. And the names they're calling, people are shocked. You can't believe who these people are. They are your leaders, your rulers on the earth, majority of them. They have a pedophile ring going on an island. And it's, of course, you know who is the spy, Epstein, was one that they tried to accuse. They can't have husband, father, and wife, but they're not holding. They got them again now, but they got the whole ring. And it's just about every ruler that you've had. Some presidents here in the United States, rulers over in the other world. They were all part of this evil, sick, pedophile thing of stealing children, and the things they did to them were horrible. It's unbelievable because they had no soul. They are gents, people without a soul. And they use this self-enjoyment to destroy these children even drinking their blood and having ceremonies with them. That's why you never found many of them. But it's unbelievable, but it's out actually on Newsweek, CNN, and the Post, people. This is how corrupt the world has become. Now who do you have to follow, huh? They are calling to court many, most of the people. Like the rich and powerful people that are on the earth, people in Hollywood. And again, your leaders, presidents, governors, kings and queens and things, rulers in other countries, they're all tied into this. And it's something else the way it's leaking out now. So you will definitely see a new world order, a new change when this is over with. And I'm saying it because it's out now, and this is one of the places that you can find it, but you will be hearing more and more about it. The investigation has ended, and the trial has begun. And this is sad. This is sad, people. This is who you chose for your God. These are the people you chose for your God to follow. And they deceive you through false glitter. All these so-called materialistic things. All these different styles, corrupt styles of clothing. A lot of dress a certain way. They say, no, you don't dress the way. You dress any way you want to. You want to go naked, go naked and wear a string around you. And this is why you have all this disease, this coronavirus. It's brought in because of man and his evil. Yes. And another thing is true, too, that we have to breathe air, but we do get the germs from others. We have to be realistic with that. And this virus is spreading because man is not wearing a mask, and these germs and people are coughing, talking to the mask, and they think it's coming right out, and they have a virus. Those who have a virus, some of them are what they call asymptomatic. That means they have a virus, but they don't get sick from it. They can get somebody that can make them very ill and stay in the body for a long time. So people, this is just temporary. This mask is worn. It's only out in public while you're around others that's worn. So you have to think. You don't want anybody coughing and laughing in your mouth, in your face. And the next thing you know, you're down with an illness, you know. And you were warned to do a thing to protect yourself from catching. So we have to learn how to hear and obey and follow the laws and move the best we can that are good for us. And think logically. You're not being asked to wear it every day, wear it in the house, wear it around those you love and all. No. But when you're out in public, people, you don't know who you're passing. Again, they're laughing, they're talking to you. Some people turn and cough right in your face. I've gotten very sick twice with the worst of the flu from somebody just coughing in my face. And I know it's true because I can bear witness to it. But this evilness is brought on because of man, and the coronavirus is getting growing more because of rebelliousness. People are saying, oh, we don't need to wear this. We can talk on all we want to. We can sing in all we want to in your face. Ain't nothing going to happen. What's happening? We have more lives being taken, more illness than ever here in America because the people are rebelling over here, other countries. They're listening and gradually getting rid of the virus. But not in America. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at it like it's some joke. And it's getting worse. So we have to learn to hear and obey and use common logic and common sense. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes. I heard you say, I mentioned about the virus and people wearing the masks and how it was dangerous not to wear the mask out in public. Everybody has what you call an opinion. And nobody can take that right from another human being, what they want to believe. Allah gives them the choice to believe what they want to believe. We have intelligence. You know, like I said, I work out in the public, okay? I don't wear the mask out there in the public where I'm working at, doing the will of Allah.
And I got things that I take as what you call preventive measures. That's more important than just wearing a mask. You need to know what to put in your body to strengthen your immune system and to fight off not only no coronas, but other viruses too that's out there. Okay? You need to eat right. You need to put the proper herbs that come out of the earth, the healing herbs that Allah put down there for you. You need to think right. All of these things as a combination of what you need to do to avoid not just no coronavirus. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. Of avoiding any ill out here that you people brought on yourself by doing evil and not following the will of Allah. So Allah, the Creator said in the Holy Quran, He sent down His revelation as guidance and instructions for right conduct. He also said, He sent down the Quran as a healing, His methods as a healing for the diseases in our hearts. So you want to know the best security, the best protection from corona and other viruses and other evil diseases? It is the disease in your heart. Purify your heart. Give your heart back to pleasing your Creator, and I guarantee you, He will keep diseases out of your mind, your body, and your soul. So that's the cure. The cure for coronavirus, yeah, take the precaution. And I'm going to say this. I know lots of people right now, it's a fact. It's your choice. They wearing the masks, doctors too, and they still dying. They still dying from the disease. And the disease is indeed a disease like all other diseases are. It comes from the actions of people. You know, as the sister said, it's come from the actions of people. You know, you can't do evil people and expect that you're going to get good results. That's called insanity. So what is Allah saying? Most people in this world are insane. I want to read from the Quran. It's called Surah 23, the Mu'minuns, the believers. Allah letting you know in this particular chapter who true believers in Him are, what some of their, what their qualities are. Allah say, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Allah say, bear with me. Allah say, the believers must eventually win through those who humble themselves in their prayers to Allah, those who avoid vain talk, those who are active in deeds of charity, those who abstain, stay away from sex, except with those Allah joined in the marriage bond or the captives whom their right hands possess. Allah say, for in their case, they are free from blame. But Allah say, but those whose desires exceed those limits are transgressors. Allah say, those who faithfully observe their trust and their covenant with Allah, covenants with Allah. He, Allah say, and those who strictly guard their prayers, salat, prayers, Allah say, these will be the herbs who will inherit paradise. They will dwell therein forever. Think hard on that, people. That's your salvation right there. And that's your protection right there. That lets you know whether you're a believer or not, Muslim, Christian, Jews. You're not the one to determine whether you're a believer or not, and nor the human being. Allah created you, and He created you, and me and a friend of mine were saying last night, He know you better than anybody know you. He know you better than you know yourself. In fact, if you don't know Allah, you don't even know yourself. So this is what we have, a moral problem. And as the sister said, if you study history, find that history will reward all your research, and you will find that history repeats itself. This ain't nothing new that's happening today. Back during the time of Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Allahu Alayhi Wasallam, they was burying little bitty infant babies alive, the leaders. Think about that. That's horrible. 1,400 years ago or today, they're doing it today too, killing their babies, and like the sister said, doing all kinds of things to the babies. But let me share something with you. This is very important right here. Why are they doing that? I'm going to tell you, inshallah, I'm going to tell you why. They've been doing it. What do Allah give us procreation for? To continue human life on this earth, right? The devil's plan is to cut off human life. So what is the best way, if I was the devil, to cut off human life? Is it to destroy the grown people or the adult? No, it's to destroy the babies and the children. That's why his aim is working through the rich people, because they think they gods and they can do anything they want to do because I got all this money, this wealth. So they are the number one tools for the devil. He can use them to do these horrific things because they think they're gods anyway. And they don't have no conscience, and they don't have no heart. So what's to stop them from doing all the greatest worst of evil? And that is one of the worst of evil, killing little babies and the children, and they eating them, eating their flesh. Like the sister said, they're not only doing that, they're drinking their blood, and they're dedicating their life to the devil. Yeah, they're having ceremonies where they're dedicating these babies to grow up to be children of the damned, children of the devil, of evil. And Allah say, in the last days of this world, people, the majority of people, will be committing horrific crimes. People, we're in the last days. Don't live another day past this day thinking that, you know, if you live and you can just do what you want to do, and you can if Allah allow you, and he allow you. But let me say this, like the sister said, you got to answer for everything you do here on the day of judgment. And Allah said there's two places that you will go, one or the other, based upon how you live in this world. Allah said if you live a good life in this world until you die, on the day of Yom Kiyama, resurrection and judgment, your reward will be eternal life. Allah said, if you live a wicked, selfish, evil life in this world until you die in that state, he said you will be resurrected in an evil state and your eternal home will be the hellfire. So you make the choice. Nobody determines your destiny but you. So people, start choosing wisely because times is not on your side if you live in an evil life. Time is on the side of the believers, those who are living a good life, a clean life, a pure life. Allah said in the Holy Quran, his final revelation to humankind, he said he keep the good around here on earth for the betterment of mankind. That's why I'm still living. And they done tried to kill me and assassinate me so many times over 46 years of me being in the faith of Islam. This year, 47 years. All praises due to Allah. And Allah say, all that's bad, he takes away. He takes off his earth to disturb the goodness that he created the world and people, us people down here, to live in a good world, a godly world. And it was in the beginning until people went astray from the guidance of Allah and start doing what they want to do. Then they brought evil in the world and they invited Satan and his evil followers, the evil jinn spirits, to come in this world and make this world essentially or simulation of hell. That's right. This world reminds you of hell. In hell, you will be tormented eternally. The evil that you did here, you will be tormented with that evil forever. And you look at this world like what Nita said, every day people are getting more and more into evil. The majority, they're not trying to come away from evil. They're not trying to get come into no into good morality. So essentially, you getting a little small imitation, seeing you people who love this world, what you're going to experience after your judgment on the day of judgment in the hereafter, you're going to experience a hell that you couldn't be, you don't have no clue imagination of the extent of the punishment and the torment of the hellfire and all the ways you're going to be tormented and punished. And this is going to be forever. You're not talking about temporary like here. You can do evil so much here, but eventually you got to die. Allah's going to take you out of here. But in the hell, your evil that you did here going to punish you forever, whatever it is. You think about this. This is serious. You ain't got to take it serious, but I tell you what, on the day of judgment, you will, but it ain't going to benefit you. You're going to pay. Because Allah say the day of judgment is the day of your paying of your dues, what you do. I mean, what you did here, it's time to pay. And he said he going to inquire into your duty to see if you obeyed him or you didn't obey him. And he said the day of judgment is also a stand of justice to see if you lived a just life on this earth. What is a just life? A just life is a life whereby you respect yourself and the good that Allah put in you, and you respect and you love the good Allah put in other people, and you help people in terms of your seeing people as not different, but your human family, and you help your brother or sister, even if they don't ask you, because it's your nature to help your brother or sister, because Allah created us in His goodness. So Allah say, even if people don't ask you for help, if you truly believe in Him, you'll seek out people. So that is what I want to say. I hear a little noise, but I'm not letting it distract me. But I'm through anyway at this time. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time over Blog Talk Radio. Please join each Sunday. We are having a beautiful, beautiful discussion, people, about the time that we're living in and the conditions and what we should be expecting and what we should do, how we can prepare ourselves for the evilness and wickedness that we are, that's coming upon us. And we also know why it's happening and what the solution to it is. Imam Shahid Shabazz is doing strong teaching today. And I'm going to, this time, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to have someone else to come on. And we'll hear from them again. Someone from our listening audience will try this number here. It's 614-989-7186. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
As-salamu alaykum. This is Dr. Aisha Love. I'm originally from Chicago, but right now I'm in California. Eid Mubarak. It was a very insightful message that you gave. Unfortunately, my reception is not that great, but I heard most of, I think, what was being said. You know, it's an interesting thing. because let's go back to like the George Floyd. What did he say? What was his last words? I can't breathe. That's not only a tragic thing that happened by the way of another human being, but it should serve as a message to all of humanity, because every single one of us are going to say the same thing. I can't breathe. And Allah will take the soul out of every single one of us.
That's right.
And it's important. You were saying, Brother Imam, you were saying how we have to do good deeds in this life. We have a certain criteria. No matter what faith we profess, we have a criteria. We have to pray. Every religion teaches prayer. Every religion teaches charity. Every religion teaches, even a pilgrimage, even testimony of their faith. You know, we have it different as Muslims, a different way, but most religions has a foundation.
That's
so
right.
The thing is that people think, well, I give in charity and I pray and I profess my faith and I go on, I fast and I, you know, went on my pilgrimage too. The thing is, it's sincerity of the heart. And it's very much sincerity of the heart, but it's also for the Muslim and other people. It's not just something you do one time and think it's done deal. We have
right.
to do these things every single day. When
That's right.
we do charity, there were people in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that did not have anything. I mean, they were poor. When you talk about poor, they were poor. They were so poor, they didn't have food. So they would tie a rope around their stomach and place a stone heavy enough on their stomach to press on their stomach so that they would not feel the pangs of hunger.
That's right.
I've never had that.
I haven't even.
So alhamdulillah for that too. So we're tested when you have a lot, you're tested when you have nothing. But the thing is that a lot of people will give in charity and think that that is over. Anyway, the people in the time of Prophet Muhammad did not have anything, and even Prophet Muhammad had to do that with the stone on his stomach, peace be upon him.
That's right.
The people were told what? Smile, because even a smile is charity.
Sure.
You know, we walk around in this world today, or I mean, you know, people are walking around literally like zombies. And you can't see nobody's faces no more. And I just want to say a sideline about that is, I guess, France will not be banning the niqab on the Muslim woman anytime soon, because everybody, like in California, we are mandated, once you go out of your home, you're supposed to be wearing your face mask. So, you know, now we have to wear niqab. Isn't that interesting how Allah, you know, we plan and Allah plans, and Allah is the best to carry out his plan.
That's right.
We cannot. So just the bottom line I want to say is smiling is very important. People who smile, my mother used to say smile, it makes people wonder. But that's not the purpose of it. You know, in this day and age, there's another hadith. Let me get to this and I'll end this. But there'll come a time when there'll be nobody to give your charity to. There'll be nobody to feed. Isn't that interesting? Because now it's hard to give in charity. It's not hard to give in charity on the physical level, but it's hard to give in charity because, like in California, there are signs, do not give panhandlers money. there's you know, regulations against this. And I don't just want to, you know, give my money in a building. Well, the buildings are closed. You can't go into the masjids anymore. You can't go into the church and stuff like that. So anyway, charity is one of the best. You see a downtrodden person, you see a child, you see, and you give them a smile, and you can see the gleam in their eyes.
That's right.
You see the happiness, like, wow, like sunburst, like, what is that? Why are they smiling? And every time I do it, and every time I connect with my eyes to a child, at least, I make dua for that child, that, you know, see, that child has that fitra in them. They still have their natural, you know, inclination to Allah. Please, Allah, protect this child. Guide the child. And one last thing. Prophet Muhammad loved children. He used to put water in his mouth, and whenever he would see a child, he would squirt it at them and make them laugh. Let's make somebody laugh. And the children are the future. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Very profound. excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. That was very profound, Sister Dr. Aisha Love. And we're glad to hear from you. We missed you a few times. That was wonderful. Very clear, very profound. And there's no escaping what you just said. I mean, you know, it's a saying, smile and the world smile back at you. Huh? But if you always frown, it takes more to frown than to do the smile. You know that? And, you know, there's also another saying, you know, laughter is good for the soul. Yeah. Laughter is good for the soul. So I love to keep people laughing. And the prophet did too. But it's in a good way. See, because you can keep people laughing in an evil way. We're not talking about that. We're talking about keep people laughing in a way that's going to encourage them to want to bring the goodness of Allah, God Almighty, out of them. And I want to say this while it's fresh in my memory from what you just said, Sister Dr. Aisha Love. Allah says in the Quran, of course, revered his prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. He said that when you see a true believer, listen, this is powerful, not in here, but when you see a true believer in Allah, then say no religion. When you see a true believer in Allah, the prophet Muhammad said they remind you of Allah just by seeing them. Because of their qualities, these qualities you just brought out, laughing, smiling, just the way you greet somebody, how you doing? You got people now, I be out in the society all the time, they're so mean, especially African-American against African-American, but other races don't have that same meanness. And then I'm going to tell the truth, whether you like it or not. And African Americans are mean. And I work in the community, I own the community. They're the meanest. And they're doing the worstest in terms of morality. They destroy themselves quicker. They kill each other faster than any other part of the human race because they have no taqwa, no God consciousness. They have totally forgot the Creator. So when I was working the other day, and this has been happening to me for the last 10 years or 12 years, you know, and the little kids, when they see me now, and now their parents are beginning to recognize too. The little kids, they said yesterday, one little boy said, Father, Daddy, Jesus is at the doors. And the other little kids, I was in the one project in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, they say, there go God, there's God. God, hey, God, you know, and somebody who wants to be negative, especially Muslim, they will take that with the wrong way and let them take it the wrong way and go to hell with it. But them children was reminded of Allah because their hearts are pure, first of all, and also even when the little boy said, Daddy, Jesus is at the door, and God is at the door, you would have thought the man would have said, he's not no God. He ain't God. He didn't have to say that because I don't call myself as no God. I don't call myself no God. But if people ain't reminded of the true God, Creator, when they see you, you're not a true believer. I'm through right there for right now.
You're listening to the Sunday broadcast, the Nami Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Today's discussion, changing the world with good morality. And we want to thank Dr. Ayesha Lupe-Martin and give us a beautiful example of what we mean by good morality. Simply a beautiful smile, do you know, is good morality. And it's a healer, smiling for healer. And this is one of the best ways that you can give charity, to give a smile, as she was saying. She demonstrated what happens when she smiles and how the children respond. And even the adults. You see, when you smile, someone else automatically smiles back at you.
That's right.
The warmth of the smile, you know. And it's really amazing just what a smile can do. And we want to thank Sister Aisha. Bring that to our attention today, people, because you want to know. Well, you want to know about good morality. That's just a simple example. You might not have money. No, it's not. Money's not always necessary, people.
That's right.
The main thing is good conduct, helping someone, helping each other. Saying a good word to each other.
That's right.
Karen, going to the store for someone. These are all
That's
so
right.
many good. Breaking someone's yard, having carriage carry the trash out. Simple things that we can do. Just checking on your neighbor and see how she's doing.
Right.
If you think you got too much food in the refrigerator, knock on your neighbor's door and see if they need some.
That's right.
These are little simple things, people. The most important things. The most important
right.
things in life. Of the simple things in life.
Sure is.
This is what we mean by good morality. Thank you. How are you feeling today? Good manners. Would you like to have my seat? Good manners. You can just sit on, you can go on the bus and have all these young people sitting down, men sitting down, and here's this old person can hardly get on the bus good, and they don't want to offer them the seat. When the bus driver asks them to get up, they get an attitude, some of it. That's pitiful. And Shabazz is saying, unfortunately, we see most of the African Americans with this conduct. And so sad that they feel like they have to conduct themselves in this manner. Because it only takes away from them. This is add to the beauty of it. It takes away from the beauty, from the soul. It gives you a dead soul, and you begin to look evil and dead and not too pleasing to each other when you respond in ugly ways, harsh ways, abrupt ways to one another. And all you need is just a smile and a nice, how are you today, son? Something like a good response, and you will get good back. This is what we have to come back to believe people in the world, because it used to be like that when I was growing up. But it's gone. It's gone now. But this is what our job is, to teach the young ones, to help them, to show them how to bring it back. And this is what we must be about doing today, finding out what it is that we can do to help make the world a better place to live and to bring back the good. And I'm going to try someone else and see if someone else might have a something to say at this point, a question or a comment that they would like to make. This number is 313-213-6568. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that person wants to comment. We'll try another one. 734 307-9899. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
This must be somebody else. I think this is the person for some reason we think he had to reach that person good. You get a bad connection every time I click on this number. It sounds like someone who might want me to draw it when I'm on it.
But she got all her doing is the
In fact, I hear that code was his number. I don't know what's going on with this number.
We'll go on to another number. And that number, it's I did see another slide called here. 313-412-1273. 313-412-1273. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Okay, there doesn't seem to be any more comments. We will give turn the discussion back to Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum. excuse me, the horse. This is a beautiful program because Allah, Prophet Muhammad, the special prayers and peace be upon him, said, Allah is beauty. So, people, we look at the world outside of us, it is beautiful. We look at the heavens above and the earth below, the universe. The universal order of Allah is beautiful. But you know what? Allah is more beautiful than his creation. So how in the world are you as human beings down here on earth going to think that you disturb the order, the just order, the justice? Allah said he created the heavens and the earth in moral justice. So what is he saying? That there can be no justice without what? Good morality. Some people say no justice, no peace. Well, that's not the order. No God consciousness, no peace, no justice. You first got to be conscious of the goodness of God. Allah, the Creator in you. Once you are conscious of the goodness of God in you and you begin to strive sincerely to follow and obey his guidance in your soul and in his revelation, then people, Allah says you will become like a light in the night in this world, and you will be able to guide people in a spiritual and mental way, meaning that they will begin to be able to see through the light of Allah in you the way that they can change their life and protect themselves from the evil that's destroying almost all humanity. And people, you don't have a long time. So procrastination is not your friend. Stop procrastinating. Stop playing games because, if you play games, there's always you're going to win or you're going to lose, but that ain't the point. The game I'm talking about is the game of death. Bruce Lee, a martial artist, great martial artist, may so rest in peace, he said he had a movie called The Game of Death. Well, people, do you know that we're living in a world, Allah say, this is a world of evil, a evil world. And Allah say, in this world out here that he created, Allah say, it's nothing but a world of sport and play and games. So, people, this is the game of death. You turn away from your Creator and his moral, his goodness, his righteousness, justice, you have lost in the game of death. You may be walking, talking, have a lot of money or whatever, but you are humanly dead. That's why you do things like them killing the babies and all types of commit all types of sins
and it don't even bother you because you're spiritually dead on the inside. You have no connection with the all good creator, Allah. That's why you can do these things. And Allah says, in the end, when you die, like Sister Aisha said, I love that, like that Floyd guy, the police, I think, they just snuffed his breath out, pressing against the man with his knee or whatever. Like she said, Allah said, with every breath of our life, we dying too. And like Sister Aisha said, we go soon by one day. I had a friend of mine from Durham, North Carolina, call me last night and tell me consecutively two people we was raised up just died. People, they dying so fast, it's like almost like, man, we're in another world because all the people we grew up with, they gone. And the world we got today is full of people who are mostly just evil, wicked, selfish. And they don't have no intentions of change, Allah say. Allah say, all this evil going on, it is not going to stop until he stop it. But Allah said, if you want to be on the side, the winning team, when he stopped to destroy all this evil and restore this world back to the good world he created, the just world he created, he said, you must be sincere in your faith in him, and you must show that sincerity in your intentions and your actions by obeying his final revelations in the Holy Quran, everybody, and following this last prophet, Muhammad, who is the prophet for what? Christian, Jew, everybody. You can believe it or not, I ain't going to debate with you. You're going to find out. From the time 1,400 years ago to now, Prophet Muhammad is the universal prophet for all people. I don't care what your religion or what your persuasion of life you call yourself. And I wouldn't argue with you. Let's wait until that day. You're going to die and I'm going to die. We're going to see then. So the only way out of this here, not no coronavirus and all that, but all this evil, is to obey Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, in his perfect book of Revelation, and his last prophet who represents how to live by his perfect book of revelations in the Holy Quran. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
You're
listening to the Sunday broadcast. Nam Shahid, we acknowledge all the Creator. It's just about time for us to close out now, but if there are any more comments, hit the number one button, you will light up on the switchboard, and we'll be glad to hear from you. I am going to give the Dr. Aisha another chance to make another comment or ask a question at this time. Dr. Aisha Love.
Thank you very much, sister. The only last thing I wanted to say was when we talk about all of this and we talk about giving and charity and doing the right thing and not being evil and being good, we must remember as human beings, first, when you give in charity, it does not deplete your bank account. Even if you have a dollar, that's all you have, and you give a person 50 cents, it does not deplete it. Allah says, who is going to loan him a beautiful loan? Giving, he also says, giving in charity is like the kernels of a corn. And, you know, you give one, but there's all this. If one kernel grows more corn, and look at all the kernels on that corn. That's what he replenishes, what we give. It may not always be in our time, we think. But I know all of us have said at one time or another, we wanted something to come through at a certain time, and it didn't. And we kind of, we said our little words and stuff. But then when it did, we said, oh, man, that came at the right time.
That's right.
The other thing I wanted to say was Allah does not need us We need Allah. Allah does not need us to give anybody and anything for charity, because He can say, "Kun fayakun," being it is. So
that's right.
Do it because it's benefiting our soul. Our soul. And that's what is going to be brought up on the day of judgment, or be flung into the hellfire, or be admitted by the angels when they say assalamu alaikum, and we say walaikum assalam, and we enter into the paradise. So we have to think about why we're doing things. You know, people have the understanding that they giving in charity and they're actually helping God. You're not helping God at all. Our prayers
That's
are
right.
not benefiting God. It benefits our soul. So let's
That's right.
all try to do something consistently that's going to benefit our soul. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk and talk a second time. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Beautiful, beautiful. Go ahead on, sister Esther. You want to say something?
Yes, no, I was just saying, alhamdulillah, so beautiful, sister. We thank Allah for you, and we thank him, wisdom and knowledge to bring you to the listeners today, because I'm quite sure they are being refreshed and fed so much, they're overflowing, and I can see the light, the whole switchboard is lit up, and nobody has moved. Everybody's still there, so they are listening, and they're receiving the medicine that they're looking for today. Unfortunately, time flies when you're really having fun enjoying yourself, so to speak. So it's that time again, and we're giving them Shahid Shabazz the microphone so that he can at this time close us out. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. So I have about a minute for prayer.
No, we have about half a minute, really.
Okay, well, I just want to say for all people listening and those who are listening, take it back to others. Let them know that your Creator and my Creator is one Creator, and that the only way we can overcome this evil that's destroying our human race, we must return back to worshiping our Creator together and realize that we are one humanity and not different individuals, but one human family. And we want to ask Allah to forgive us if we said anything that wasn't of His words, and we ask Him to help us to always say only what He would have us to say and do, and protect us from our own selves. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Walaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for joining us today. Join us again next Sunday, same time. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Peace and wonderful day. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
That promise was kept true. There was so much work.